Hey, what is up, guys? Thank you ever so much for tuning in to Glow Up Radio. Tonight, guys, we have got a special guest on our show that has written a book about his actual life, Wrong Time, Wrong Place. Well, I hope I've got it right. I hope it is not Wrong Place, Wrong Time, but whatever it is, it's a great book. Hey, what is up, David? How are you?
I'm very well, and how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. I want to say thank you ever so much for giving us this opportunity and interviewing you over our podcast.
No, thank you for the invite.
That's absolutely fine. So let's give everybody a little bit of a lowdown about you.
Ooh, about me? Okay, well, my name is David P. Perlmutter. I have to use the P when I talk about my books and so forth, because there's another David, well, there's a few David Perlmutters, but there's one prolific David Perlmutter, who is a Dr. David Perlmutter, and everyone gets us confused.
Okay.
I wish, because he's probably a multi-millionaire and he's a doctor and has his own TV show. So I'm not there yet.
Well,
definitely not a millionaire. I live in London. I'm 54 and 29th of this month, and still acting like I'm 24.
Well,
and four kids, one grandchild. And I used to live in Portugal for 7 years. That's where I started writing, really. And I only started writing, I would say, about 2013, my first book was published.
Wow. So you've got more than this one that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a number of books which I've written, and I'm writing one at the moment. I like to continue writing, but certain things get in the way.
Yeah.
It's not easy just like coming home and sitting down and writing. You've got to do marketing for your other books, and you've got other things happening. You've got wonderful podcasts to do and interviews.
Absolutely.
I was up Sunday morning at 3:30 doing a live podcast with a guy from Texas, which went really down. It was really, really good. But yeah, that went on for 90 minutes, and by the end of it, I had to go back to sleep. But I've been in property, done sales, marketing, and
yeah.
now I write books.
Wow, that's impressive. Wow. Wow, so 90 minutes on a podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and it's. I've been promoting it this week, and he had since Sunday, and in fact, I've listened to it a little bit. I know people have listened to it, the whole thing, especially the production company, which I'll go into later.
Yeah.
But I listened to it a little bit. And when you're sort of half asleep and you're carrying on just talking, and the questions he was asking, it was a, you know, cool dude. And it was quite deep and raw, actually. And I really...
Wow.
It was the typical, it was dark out. Well, it was dark when I started by 5:30. It was light out in the morning. But yeah, I did get a bit dark and raw. I've had a bit of a turbulent roller coaster of a life, to be honest with you.
Wow. Yeah, I can't wait. In fact, I think I'm going to purchase your book as well, to be fair.
Well, I know a fantastic website you can go through.
Yeah, I'll just well. Yeah, exactly, I'll just go over there and just buy your book.
totally. And you know, and you're from where did you say?
UK, Hastings.
And Hastings, you know, I was at the True Crime Museum there doing a book signing. If I would have known, we could have met up and I would have signed one for you.
Absolutely. Well,
in fact, you know, why don't you go there? They have some signed copies.
What, of your book?
Yes, I left some there.
Oh, I might have to do that.
It's actually, if this is okay, I know we're talking. And we're,
yeah, no, that's fine.
I could tweet them and tell them that do you live far from there at all?
No, I'm only around the corner.
You're in the centre. So why don't you pop in there? There'll be a signed copy.
Oh, I will do.
And then that's your free entrance.
That is brilliant. At least I get to, you know, have a gander of what's what the True Crime Museum's about.
Oh, it's really impressive, actually. You'll be able to sit in the in an electric chair
with your book.
With that would definitely be the one thing.
Wow, no, that's absolutely awesome. So yeah,
I'll do a tweet there later. That'd be quite cool.
I appreciate that. Okay, moving on.
Yes, sorry, yes.
No, that's fine.
Yes, I am. My girlfriend's also my editor, and she's the stone, and I am the kite. So be prepared from going from one thing to another. So I do apologise.
That's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. Okay, so tell me about this popular book, Wrong Place, Wrong Time.
It's Wrong Place, Wrong Time. It's, as I say, I wrote it to start with when I was living in Portugal. Yeah. I did it for a bit of therapy because it's quite a dramatic story, this true story. And my then girlfriend at the time, we just had my fourth child and her first, Ava. And Ava was only about like 6 months old. Yeah. So I thought, why they've breastfeeding, doing what they, you know, putting to bed early, even though I did quite a lot of that as well. I wrote a blog, and it was to do with, which I've still got the blog, and it was to do with my trip to Marbella.
Okay.
And so it's more to do with therapy, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Wow.
And putting things down into words. And I did a couple of posts, like first two chapters, but they were very minimal chapters.
Yeah.
And before that, I've never really written before at all, to be honest with you. Yeah. Only lines when I was naughty at school. And property details when I used to do estate agents. So, but I sent it to my friend who was also an editor, and she said, her quote were, "Dave, this is too good for a blog post. You've got to write a book."
Wow.
So within 6 months, it was written, it was edited. I came back to England to publish it on Amazon. I don't mind giving them publicity because they're the only people that people buy books from, really.
Yeah, absolutely, that is true. Yeah.
And so press the button, and she goes, "Right, David, just before you press that button, I'm going to warn you now. Be prepared, because of the nature of the book, be prepared for negative reviews."
Of course.
So I thought, I can deal with that. So we published it, and you're never prepared for a negative review. It's had hundreds and hundreds, thankfully, of 4 and 5 star reviews. It's had a handful of 1 star reviews because of what I did, something in particular in the book.
Yeah.
Which I won't go into because you need to read it.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And the first one I did receive was like, oh my God, my jaw dropped to the floor and my stomach was turning over.
Yeah.
And I thought, how dare you call me this, you blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
But since then, you know, I get, you know, 2-3 stars, as I say, 4 or 5 stars, you know, majority of them. But, you know, I've done it, and I put it down to people. You can't please everyone, you know.
No.
You cannot please. I mean, I know you've written books, and
yeah.
And if you could please everyone, you'll bottle it up and sell it. But I think it's when you see books, because I've also written marketing books, not saying I know it all, but I've also written books for marketing for indie authors and so forth. And see a book,
yeah,
which, I mean, I stalk authors, you look at reviews, and people say, how can this book have so many great reviews? They must have many friends and family. It doesn't look organic if it's all 5 stars. I think you need 1 and 2 stars to make people's minds up, you know, to purchase the book or not.
Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, the way I see it is that if you're long running up with all 5 stars, then there's got to be something wrong. You know, that's okay. My opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I did, one star I got, I promote on Twitter and whatever, and I just love it. This guy in America, yeah. He goes, because it's about this, the Wrong Place, Wrong Time is about a trip I did. It starts in London and then it goes into Marbella in Spain. So this American guy, bless him, wrote, he goes, this one star, he goes, "I was expecting a Hemingway travel log, and all I received was Austin Powers on holiday." So when I tweet it, which is brilliant, I say, I love it. You've got to make a negative out of a positive.
Yeah, of course.
So I put an image of Austin Powers going, "Yeah, baby," on you. And I think that I love it. And I think it shows that authors do have a sense of humour.
Of course.
Don't take it to heart. I know people do. I know a very good friend of mine. We actually edited her book recently, or Julie did. And I put it on Amazon for her. And she messaged me. And she goes, "Oh, I'm really sad." I said, "Why?" "I got my first 4-star review and I'm really angry." That is an amazing review. But it wasn't a 5-star. I said, "You're not going to get them all the time. Trust me, I've got 1 stars and 2 stars. You know, even the top authors,
yeah,
the best authors in the world, you get one's dance, you know. So you got to, you know, you cannot please. That is the beauty of personal opinion.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. I agree.
So authors out there, if you get one or two stars, turn it into a positive. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, the way I see it is be grateful you even got a star.
Be great that person actually bought your book.
All that.
You know what I mean? You know, they're taking their time. They bought your book. Be grateful that they read it.
Yeah, exactly.
Be humble. I'm always humble. And if they leave a review, you know, it's a bad review. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm actually glad you said that on the podcast, because there's so many authors out there that, you know, they're so, you know, chewing up about, you know, just getting one review, like one star. So, yeah, thank you for dropping that on.
No, I mean, it's part of nature. You go to a film, it's not, you know, it's not going to get all five stars. You watch a play, even, you know, I went the other day to watch a musical. It's a great musical. I'll give it a 4 or 5 stars. Some things, you know, or a song, you know, you don't... You may think, oh, that's rubbish. So everyone has their own personal opinion. So, yeah, exactly. People out there, when they get a poor negative review, just move on. Move on. You've written that book. It could be someone who's jealous because they haven't written a book. Or it could be someone who thinks, oh, my God, this guy or girl is doing too good. Let's give her a bad review. Or it could be it could be another author, but I didn't say that.
Exactly. I mean, I'll be honest with you, and I'm going to say this, but because of the things that we offer on GlowArc, we had someone come along and left feedback and gave us all bad feedback, but didn't leave an email or anything like that. So it's a competition. It is the game. It's what it's about. You know, there's always going to be that one that's going to ruin you so they can get better.
I know. Unfortunately, if you get 3 5-star reviews and you get one star on the same day, I'm telling you, it's I think. I don't care, but there's some people are there that ones will make their day turn not particularly great, but they don't think about the 5-star reviews. They would just think, oh, I got 1 star, why didn't they like it? And never I used to reply to people who did the reviews, even 5 stars, but even the 1 stars, but I don't anymore, because people have a right. They bought your book, they spent time reading it, they have their own right to leave whatever review they want.
Yeah, exactly. So
I get off of my soapbox on that now.
Yeah. So give us a lowdown on your book, Wrong Place, Wrong Time. Let's get some core details out of that, if you don't mind.
Core details.
Yeah, some core details.
Okay. Well, I mean, some of the time this happened when I was younger. Okay. Right. So never judge a book by its cover. I have changed slightly.
No, that's fine. But,
I was in property. And I was in London, and I was did a deal when it was great commission, and I met a friend in the evening, a very good friend of mine, and unfortunately we went out and I was driving, we got too many drinks, and to put it in that show, I got caught.
Wow.
For driving, so okay. I was banned and so forth, spent 24 hours in a cell in London. And then, unfortunately, it was all my, you know, hands up, it's my own fault, obviously. And then I lost my job and my apartment I was living in and my car.
Wow.
And so I had to move back home to mum and dad. And then I got a bit low, obviously, and I decided to take a trip to Marbella.
Okay.
And... when I moved to Marbella, it was great. You know, initially it was such good fun. I was helping these brothers out, helping them with their karaoke, and that was meeting people. And but in the end, we fell out. And you know, the usual thing of meeting girls and partying. And one night at a party, during this time, I met a guy called the Son of Elvis. He thought he was the Son of Elvis, actually, and. He was a very, very, he was a cool dude. I mean, how bad do you want me to go on this? he's going to be a great character, and he was a great character. He was away with the fairies, if you get my drift.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he was bumming around with his dog, which is called Hound Dog. Mm. And he was like over 6 foot, very skinny because of lack of food and blonde matted hair, like a Rastafarian hair. I mean, he's a great character, great guy. So I spent 24 hours with him on the beach because I had nowhere else to sleep. And I, by the end of it, I was away with the fairies. but one particular night, this girl I met a few weeks beforehand invited me to a friend's party. Again, we were partying, and then this chap came along called Peter, who I fell out with beforehand, and I left the party. And that's really when it all started, to be honest with you, because I came across a fire in a hotel.
Okay.
And the save a couple of people from the hotel.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I'm not going to give a full plot away because I don't want to give too much, but I was wrongly arrested for arson and manslaughter.
Ah, man. Sorry to hear that.
No, it's all right. It's fine. And it's made a great book.
Yeah.
And it's turning negative into a positive, like I said earlier.
Exactly.
So I was behind bars for a bit. Not a huge amount of time at all.
Yeah.
You know, months or years or anything like that. And I got bail.
Wow.
And I'm going to leave it there because people would need to read it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was, it's, I still think about it, even though it was, you know, 20 odd years ago. But it's something which completely, I mean, I've got a very close family, large family, and my dad was just amazing. He's no longer alive now, and unfortunately, but he was, without him, I don't think I'd be back here now. And when I got back in, it was all over the papers. My mum found out, is in the book, she was ironing, and I don't know how old you are, you don't sound too old, but there was a thing many years ago called teletext.
Oh, yeah. yeah, teletext.
And that's how she heard about it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was very dramatic coming back as well. I embarrassed my family, I shamed them with the name, because there's a name you can't really forget, to be honest.
Yeah, true.
And but yeah, that story. But I don't want to give too much away. Hopefully, it encourages people to buy it and to read it. And we've got some great plans happening with that book.
Yes, absolutely. How long does it take you to write a book?
Well, at the moment, it's taking me ages to write my current one. I want it to be done by the end of next month. But I don't know. It depends, really. I got this. That book took about 6 to 9 months. The others under a year. But I've gotten two other true stories out there. One is called 5 Weeks, which is about a trip I did to Pennsylvania, which was hairy as well. And another book, which is a short book, but it's called 24 Hours in New York. And it's about me being in New York for 24 hours. That's a fun read. And I've also written some marketing books. 8 marketing books. It's called a brand. It's a brand called My Way.
All right.
And they're short because, you know, there's only much you can say about how to market a book or blogs or website. A few of them actually, like I said to you earlier about, I like helping, you know, authors and to promote them. I've written 3 books that actually have, which actually feature authors and a chapter of each of their books in it. Like there's one that came out on Star Wars Day and it's called My Way 4.
Yeah.
And it promotes sci-fi authors. Another one is called About Life. It came out on mental health awareness.
That's good.
And there's 21 authors or just individuals who have written about their own life experience. And that comes out and that's donated to charity.
Wow.
And another one is Sex on the Beach. That's actually 12 or 13.
Okay.
You may like that one.
No comment.
And that's authors who write about erotic. So so they're the My Way books. I mean the About Life is about depression and illness and so forth, because my girlfriend, my editor Julia, and I, we are volunteer ambassadors for cancer research.
Yeah.
So we do a lot for charity on that side.
No, that is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I was thinking of doing something about, along them lines with my books, to be honest. But God knows when mine's going to be finished.
Are you writing one at the moment?
Well, I'm writing 3. Yeah, wow.
Are you? Wow.
Yeah, I'm writing my life story, which is about my journey from when I was a kid, the amount of crap that I've been through as well, up until 2010 and up until now, really. So yeah, it's kind of like I'm pulling back from it for a bit just to recover from what I'm putting in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. And the other two is two fiction books. One's a whole new book for Delusion, and then The Hidden Truth as well. So that's going to be cool.
Cool. Excellent. Let me know when they're out.
I will do. I shouldn't really be promoting myself.
No, do it. Come on. You've got to do it.
I will be doing a video about it soon, actually. I need to, you know, get that out of edits and sort the cover out and then get it going, I suppose.
It's all time, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, time's short. I mean, this is what readers don't understand. I mean, some readers are like, oh, when are you bringing your book out? And it's like, oh, I know, but, you know, I've got a life as well and, you know, blah, blah, all that.
Exactly. And you want to do it correct and you want to do it right. You don't want to rush it either. So,
exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah, if I could spend 24 hours on it, I would, but it's just not going to happen.
No, especially you've got a young baby, you were saying, yeah?
Yeah, he's two. He's lovely. He's
two, okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
You were first?
Second. I've got a little girl as well, yeah, but there's a long story behind that one.
Everything's a long story.
Absolutely. anyway, so let's talk about where you are publishing at the moment. So Amazon you're publishing with, but I've seen something from Austin. Is it, are you published with them?
Well, Austin McCauley, yeah. They've got the wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've done a lot of book signings in bookshops, Waterstones and Smiths and so forth, and which I love doing book signings. Yeah, it's a bit of an ego thing as well, obviously.
Oh no! You've got to, you know, you are proud of what you've done, and that's good. Yeah. You know, and this is what a lot of authors should be doing, is being proud.
Well, totally. And when it's actually at Waterstones, it's actually the bestseller on the day. It beats, you know, these top authors, David Walliams and so forth. But I'm always told that when we get authors in, they sit there and wait for people. You've still got to sell yourself. You know, people are not going to come up. You know, we're unknown. We're not a Grisham or Rowling or Patterson, you know. They come up and you still got to say, you've got to still talk to them and, you know, have a joke with them and a laugh with them. And yeah. I do. I can talk for England. I can. But I do enjoy it to sign the books, and I love doing the book signings and doing these sort of things as well. So that one's published through Austin McCauley. The other ones I've self-published through Amazon.
Yeah.
Because 85% of people who buy Kindle books go to Amazon.
Ah, so there we go.
Got to do it, you know.
Exactly.
Got to be through them, to be honest.
Yeah. So the most important question that everybody's wanted to hear right now is book to movie.
Yes.
Ah.
Which is apparently everybody's dream with their writer or script writer. Yeah, it's been in reality since late November last year. So is that where are we now? We're July, aren't we? So
yeah.
7 months in negotiation, and now it's start. I mean, people, we can't wait for it. When's it coming out? Do you know what? Films, you think book takes ages to write. Can you imagine how the length of the time a film takes from saying, right, let's do it, to do it being on cinema or Netflix? It takes years.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm such an impatient bugger. And I'm nearly 54, yeah. I want to see it before I vlogs. We've got two. The company who are producing it, there's two actually. I can't remember the other one. But Golden Mile Productions are the main. They're based in Marbella. They're based in London and LA. And we've got two amazing script writers who are doing the screenplay as we speak, who are called Carol, their sisters, Carol and Eileen Doherty, who are part of Trainspotting and have done so much for drama for BBC and so forth. And they, you know, I talk to them often. So they're currently doing that. And once that's done, then it goes to casting.
Yeah.
And because you need a script.
Of
course. This is what I was told. If you haven't got, you know, they have got to reduce the book to about 190, 120 pages.
Cool.
And if you haven't got a script, no one's going to look at it, because actors and actresses look at script, obviously, don't they? They're writing it as we speak. It should be finished soon. And then that's when the fun part starts. At the moment, Alison, who's part of Golden Mile Productions, she lives in Marbella.
Wow.
And she's been doing videos in the past couple of days, actually, or walking around saying, this is where you'll be very soon, doing the location spots for the film. She did one today, and she was driving. She was driving, but someone else was videoing it. She's like, that day. And where she was driving, took a video off the streets and said, do you remember this? This brings back memories. So it's happening. And every day I get suggestions who should play me and leading lady and so forth. And it's really exciting. I can't wait for it to be premiered. And
yeah, absolutely.
I can't even wait for it to start filming, because I've never been on a film set. I've always wanted to be on a film set. And
wow. So you're going to have a lot of involvement.
Yeah, so it was in the contract that I would have I'm involved with the script, not writing it, but suggestion and ideas, and who's going to play me, the location, the music is going to be phenomenal, because again, in one of the chapters, I title my chapters. I don't just put chapter 1, 2, 3. I title them.
Yeah.
There's one called The Son of Elvis, like I told you about earlier. There's one called Champagne and Rosa. I went to the party with a girl called Rosa. But there's also one called George Michael, who is an idol of mine, bless him. Wow. And because when I was on the phone to my brother in Marbella, he goes, Dave, your story is next to a photo of George Michael in the paper. So it's called George Michael. And the music would be great. The Spandau Ballet, there's a lot of 80s in there. The West End, Pet Shop Boys, Duran Duran. So it's a brilliant soundtrack. So it's, you know, we're looking that it's going to be, it will hit quite a lot of a huge range of people in the film.
Wow. Wow.
So, no,
I'm pretty shocked, to be honest.
Pardon?
I said, I'm pretty shocked.
In what way?
But it's everyone's dream, isn't it, to get their book into a movie? I mean, I've thought about it. Maybe one day.
It can happen. It can happen. It's happened to me, and it sometimes I forget about it if I'm doing something, a day to day thing.
Yeah.
And I think nothing of. I know I'm not being modest here. I am being modest. I'm not being big headed, but you know, sometimes I think, oh, I've got to do that. I don't think. Then I think to myself. Then I get a message about the film and the script. I think, my God, I've written something which is being developed to
me.
And it's quite surreal. And when I see it, when it starts happening and we start filming it and location, and then eventually when it's, you know, on a red carpet, I think it's going to be like, oh my God, really?
Oh no, right.
But yeah, it's exciting.
Wow. Well, obviously you don't know yet. So how did it make you feel when you was writing that book?
How did it make me feel? Excited, enthusiastic, very mixed emotions, sad, thinking. One of the main things was, David, you were an idiot. And, you know, I have put my hands up. You know, there was two errors in there which were my fault, and I drank too much and I did other things. I was young, well, I say 27, 28. People do it at my age still. I was very irresponsible. I would love to party, like I still do. I love that sort of thing. I'm attract problems sometimes, attention. I knew I was going to Marbella because at that time it was, they used to call it, you know, Costa de Crime.
Yeah.
It was just, it was full of excitement, anxiety. I felt so very guilty. Guilt was huge. What I put my parents, my family, especially my mum, you know, my mum through it. And even the other two books, there's a lot of, you know, being in the wrong place for 5 weeks and 24 hours. It's I just like writing about what happened because, you know, it's therapeutic and is an ego thing. And, you know, I enjoy it with writing the books. And thankfully, I've got a twin and he does my covers for me. So, you know, I save money on that. And he's a great graphic designer.
Wow, that's absolutely awesome. Well, I'm, you know, mate, I am really happy for you to, you know, getting your book in that right there on a bloody movie. I mean, that's just amazing.
Thank you very much.
That's
thank
all
you.
Right.
Do you know what? The support is just unbelievable. I've already gotten, you know, someone's invested from Canada, the support around the world. Every day I'm getting messages from Australia. I had a message the other day on LinkedIn from this lovely woman who from the Philippines, but she lives in Toulouse in France, and she bought the book and she sent me two images, one of her at the airport, Toulouse airport, with the book in her hand, and another one in a book club in Toulouse with this crowd of people holding my book. It's just incredible. And another person in where was she? Oregon in America, lying on the beach, clothed, with the book in their hand, you know, and it's weird. I had another one saying they just read the book and they're in a hotel in Cyprus.
Wow.
Knowing that your book is like around the world is
exactly. I've had that feeling. It's weird. It is weird. Surreal? Relate.
Sorry?
I said I can definitely, I can relate to that.
That's fantastic. It is.
I know.
And now I'm talking to someone from Hastings, which is weird, isn't it? It's bizarre.
Yeah. It's a small world. I mean, you know, considering like the connections and stuff, it's just, it's absolutely mental.
The internet just makes it that way as well. And this is why, you know, as I said, I've written those books about marketing. If the authors who are listening to this and they're writing a book and they've nearly finished it, and they've got the first chapter edited, all ready to go, and they haven't started promoting it, promote it now. Get that first chapter on your website, on the blog, Facebook, get people interested in it. And if you can't decide on a cover, if you've got two or three covers you're deciding on, pull it out there, ask people their opinion. It's all to do with interaction. It's all to do with interest. Got to do it.
Yes, I love it. This is what I've been trying to get across to everyone. It's like, you know, I believe personally that a book cover is important. You know, it is so important. You know, mix and match it, you know, put it out there, start engaging with people, because if you don't engage and you're just sitting on a book, you're going nowhere.
Exactly. And a lot of people, I know a lot of authors have actually said, you know, they don't like marketing and or they don't know how to, you know, places where you've got to promote your book. There's often, you know, get your blog, get your website. Twitter for me has been phenomenal because it's free. It only costs your time.
Yeah.
And you can get hold of people. I mean, I've met people on Twitter, celebrities who tweet me and I tweet them. They follow me.
Yeah.
You know, with Facebook, you've got to, the only people you reach on Facebook are the people you invite and your current friends.
That's true. Okay,
not knocking Facebook. Instagram, fantastic for me. That is brilliant. It's very similar to Twitter.
That's true.
And LinkedIn, my girlfriend Julie said to me about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, LinkedIn's amazing. She deals with offices in London, and I had 150 connections. Now I've got over 15,000 connections. And I did, in my first book, when I first got it in my hands, Wrong Place, Wrong Time, she stacked them up against the wall. And there must have been about 90 odd, something like that.
Wow.
I said, we've got to use this. So I put it on LinkedIn. I said, whoever can guess the amount of books randomly will win a signed copy. The first few days I got one or two comments. First 2 weeks I had about 50 comments and I was like 1,000 views and I was over the moon.
Wow.
Within a month there were 70,000 views, right? 35,000 guesses and 5,000 likes. And so I wrote about that. I wrote a book about it. It was my way LinkedIn. And this guy, another one from America, they come. I love Americans. He said to me, after seeing it, how many views, and it went viral, he said, "What a shameless, low-budget piece of marketing." And I wrote back and said, "Absolutely shameless. Low budget? No, it was free." And I looked at his profile, and he was in sales and marketing, which was bizarre.
Wow.
But, so LinkedIn, again, is very important. Instagram and Twitter for me has just been incredible.
To be honest, I'm still trying to work out LinkedIn.
You are, yeah?
Yeah, it's just, it seems like I'm only getting like one or two likes and that's it.
You've got to be consistent. Put your images up. In fact, you know what you should do?
Go on.
There's a book on Amazon called My Way LinkedIn. I could send you one. It goes
to my, I'd appreciate my website.
It's free. Yeah, no, I saw that. It'd be a Word doc on it.
All right, that's cool. I would really appreciate
LinkedIn,
that.
Once you get, it's very similar to Facebook, but you're dealing with, I have fantastic response. I had something last week, which is from this guy who does interviews with sort of top celebrities, to be honest with you. And he sent me a questionnaire. And I was speaking to him today on LinkedIn. And once it goes up into this particular online magazine, it could be massive. I can't remember to give anything away. But LinkedIn, it's got to be done.
Exactly.
Got to put your website on there, and, you know, your own website and your book images. And it's all about following people as well. Just follow as many people as possible.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. You
know, interaction.
Yep, definitely. I mean, I follow some great influencers, and if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today, you know, with GlowArc. So, you know, me and my partner have worked, you know, extremely hard with this. And hoping in 2 weeks' time, it'll actually be turned into a company.
Oh, good luck with that. How'd you get the name then?
Well, basically, it's both our name into one. So I'm Clark, she's Glozier. So we've kind of cut half our name out.
Okay, I should have known that after talking to you today.
Yeah, we get a lot of people asking, like, how did you come up with that name? It's like, oh, no, it's great, right?
It is. Yeah. I would tweet that out. You should ask someone that, you should actually put it as a question.
Yeah, I could do.
Interaction.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
You know, you should do like a poll or something, like I did with that Ronaldo one today with you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
You should. How do you think we get, if you should do something like, not telling you what to do, because you
know.
No, say to authors, if you can work out how we got our company name, then you can have a podcast interview.
The first one, already got it. We've just given it away.
All right. Or a page or something.
Yeah.
We'll sign a copy of your book. There we go.
Sorted. No, anyway. And then they'll just listen to the podcast, which, you know, either way, it's great.
Oh, yeah. I know. No. Not now. I know that. But do it shortly. No, tell them to find out how we actually got our name. You have to listen to the podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea. Do you know what? I'm going to jot that down.
Yeah, that's quite good.
It is, though. It's, you know, these ideas, they can be absolutely great.
Totally. And, you know, you have to listen to the whole of the podcast, or up to whatever it is, 8:51. We've been on for about 40 minutes or something.
Exactly.
And if you can give me the exact minute and second where we mention the name, how we got the name of our website, you can have a signed copy. Do something like that. It's quite fun because they have to listen to it all.
Exactly. I won't give the location of it. Absolutely not. So they'll have to listen to all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never know. Could go viral one day.
You never know.
That's it.
It's a bad disease, though, that one. That's something to think about.
Exactly. Anyway, listen, David, it's been an absolute pleasure to giving us this opportunity to interview you. Is there anything you want to say, like advice or, you know, anything inspirational?
Come on, England.
There you go. David's promoting the football. Come on, England.
Gareth. They've done brilliantly, to be honest with you. You know, even if they lose tomorrow, they're comeback heroes.
Exactly.
Any advice? Well, not really. I mean, we've been through it all. If anybody has any advice, they can always go to my website to get in contact with me. If you don't mind me saying my website,
go for it.
Okay, it's obviously www.davidppelmeter.com. And my email address is david@davidppelmeter.com. And if anybody wants to message me on Twitter, it's @DavePPelmeter. And, you know, if you want to ask me questions about marketing your book or what you should do, or I've had this really poor review, what can I do about it? Just get in contact with to me or by yourself. And maybe we should do a marketing podcast one day, possibly.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'll leave that with you. I'll leave that for you to decide.
Absolutely.
I know you've got queues and queues and queues of authors who want to talk to you.
Yeah, we've got, I'm not bragging, but we've got about 100.
Wow.
I know, so we're very busy here.
Brag that. Come on, so you've got 100 people queuing up.
I know, we've got so many submissions coming through as well, so we've had to put our statuses overwhelmed, you know, for a couple of days until we get our head straight of getting them all up on the website. But, you know, it's a great journey, you know. We're loving doing this business. It's absolutely brilliant.
What made you get into it very quickly, the book?
Well, basically, as an author and writer, I knew the struggle. You know, I remember just, you know, sitting down with my book, wondering what the hell I was going to do with it. It came to the point where I was getting so much attraction, and I thought, you know what? I've learned these things that I want to put it to action. I really want to do something for, you know, other authors out there that are struggling. So that's how we came about. So me and my partner sat down together, because originally I was going to be a mentor and a coach. And I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to do one better on that. We should start our own company at promoting authors. We was going to start publishing authors, but that is still in the ideas journal, you know, for later on. It may happen, it may not, who knows? But that is definitely in consideration. But right now we are, you know, so focused on connecting authors to readers. So, yeah.
No, it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. No, I wish you all the success, and I'll be on that journey with you, seeing how you're doing, and
yeah. Absolutely. I would like to, I'm going to say right now is that, guys, listen, if we are offering any free promotions, I would take it. Don't miss it, because it's not going to be free forever, because we, you know, every company expands, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. So if we're offering it, take it.
So, yeah, do put it out there. Exactly. Absolutely put it out there. You know, nothing is, you know, not free for a long period of time, and let people take advantage of it. I mean, I've sold books via you now, so and I haven't been with you that long. And
yeah, exactly.
It takes time to build things, obviously. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Exactly.
Okay, there. And as you say, grab it while you can, authors. Otherwise, you'll pay for it. But then it'll be worth it as well. But, you know, grab it while you can once it's free.
Exactly. All right, then, David. Thank you ever so much, buddy.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Yeah, just thank you for giving this opportunity. And we'll definitely be speaking with you very, very soon.
Okay, no worries. Take care and enjoy the football.
I will do. Thank you ever so much, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you to all listeners out there for tuning to Glow Art Radio's podcast. Don't forget to give us a sub, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter @GlowArtNovels and on Facebook @GlowArtNovels. Take care and good night.